This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
Say goodnight.
Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Usually I'd be answering your gardening questions, but I'm out for a bit. And I've recorded a number of shows prior to me being out so that you could have some live content. You could have something to listen to, something to think about this time of year. And you know, just keep going when it comes to the plants. Because your plants are year-round, and I just want you to enjoy it. So I just, you know, brought up a, you know, I'm going to be out for a couple weeks, like I said. But I've been talking about things to be doing this time of year. You know, we're in December. Still got a few weeks before Christmas, right? You know, I think it's about 21 days before a lot of men start shopping, right? You got time. Don't worry. Sit back, relax. You got 3 weeks. Anyways, we've been talking poinsettias. We've been talking, you know, Christmas. We're talking a number of things. And you know, there are other obvious houseplants than just a poinsettia at Christmas time, right? There are some different hollies. They have small hollies, right? Maybe outdoor hollies. The Christmas cactus, right? There's amaryllis. There's paper whites. There's some, you know, rosemary, right? Let's dive into a few of them. Now, rosemary, we think of as, you know, an herb. We don't think about it. You know, for the longest time, it wasn't, had nothing to do with Christmas. But then somebody decided they're going to trim it into the shape of a Christmas tree topiary. So it looks like a mini tree. It's got that green foliage, right? It's got those needles. It almost looks like a small version of it. So it's become associated with it. And people will bring it in. It smells good too, right? And it's just something that's been added to the mix when it comes to Christmas flowers. It's not just poinsettias. Now the Christmas cactus, right? It has those nice flowers, the different colors, the different blooms this time of year. But it is a succulent, right? The only downfall of this one is, unlike most succulents, it wants a good amount of water. Right? So if you've ever planted succulents or no, have succulents for houseplants, the Christmas cactus is a little bit more water than a succulent. I know in succulents, you can water them like once a week sometimes, and they're fine because they store their own water. But this is one that doesn't, that needs a little bit more water during the time, right? So that's something to be thinking about when you're getting this. There's the Kalanchoe, right? Or some will call it Kalanchoe, depending upon how you know, want to pronounce it. But that's another plant during the month of, you know, the Christmas months. It's another type of succulent plant. There's the cyclamen. All different options. This isn't just the poinsettia show, and we're just adding to it. Now, obviously, I talked about it earlier of how many poinsettias are sold each year. I think that number was like, it was in the millions. I think it was like 150 million poinsettia plants a year. I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? But still, like, there are others out there. And they don't necessarily all have to be flowering. They can be, you know, just succulents. They can be foliage plants, right? It's not just about getting the color. It's about getting a plant that maybe lasts a while for you. So definitely, I always recommend, you know, going into the garden center, taking a walk around, taking a look around, and seeing what's out there for plants. You know, there's even some, you know, forced chrysanthemum types that will be later on. You know, look for mixed planters. Don't just look at one, you know, one plant and done. You know, what I also like to do when it comes to, you know, plants, if you're giving them as gifts, right? Get all the information about how to take care of it. And get that to the person you're giving it to. Or, if you're giving it for yourself, get the information before you purchase it. Because some of these plants can take a lot of care, right? Some of them, not much care at all. Like an amaryllis plant, I mean, they make them now where they coat the actual bulb in all different colors, different decorations, all these different things, and let it sit, and it doesn't get watered, and it still flowers. And then you go to the poinsettia where it needs some water, it needs to be taken care of, needs to be sun, needs all these extra things, right? You know, the Christmas cactus needs to be taken care of, right? So just think about it. Get that information before you go and do it, because honestly, knowing that information is only going to save you time later. Because if you don't know how to take care of it and then you're learning as it's going, you've probably wasted your money because the plant's already dead. So just keep it in mind. It's not just poinsettias. There's the Christmas cactus, the kalanchoe, the cyclamen. You know, another one this time of year is the Norfolk Island pine, right? They call it a pine. It doesn't look like your typical pine tree. But if you've ever seen a Norfolk Island pine, there's some gaps in between the, you know, the branching. It's kind of wide open. So, you know, that's a good one to be thinking about. It's not your typical, and it's not flowering, but it does add some sort of decoration to it, right? So, just, you know, go into the garden center with an open mind, do some research about these guys, and then get something. This isn't just a, I'm going to get something, put it in, and hope that it works. A lot of you listeners have done a lot of this. You know the research. You go in and get it. Perfect. I love it. But pick some of the brains of the people while you're at the store and see what their favorite houseplant is. There are so many varieties of houseplants out there right now that you're not just stuck with one for the season. You're not just stuck with the old, you know, rubber plant or the peace lily, right? You're not just stuck with those anymore. There are so many options, and go into the garden center and have that conversation. Hey, what, you know, the customer service person there, what's your favorite? Show me what you like. Give me some other ideas. You know, it's fun that you can get the colors and everything during there because people want to be, you know, bright and happy. But let's see what else there is. Now, all these things, again, aren't just a one and done. These can be taken care of throughout the years. The Christmas cactus, is the same exact thing as a poinsettia. You can have it year-round, right? It's not a one-and-done, throw it away after Christmas. There are, you know, specifics that you can do month by month to get it growing. You don't have to do a lot. This isn't one that, you know, we're doing so much to it. Some people just leave them in the same window throughout the year. But these aren't just a throwaway anymore. So just keep it in mind. Right? Now, what else? What else is going on this time of year? We have, you know, so many different things with the season. We're trying to enjoy with our family and with our plants, with everything. You know, hey, just take some time to plan out what you want to do for next year. You know, look and do your research now instead of in the spring. Get yourself ready. Get yourself in a good position so when spring hits, you're ready to go. Now we're going to take a break. We'll get back more timely information for you. And we'll be here another about 45 minutes to wrap up the show. So we're going to take that break. Be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Timely information that you could be doing this time of year. As I'm out for a bit, need to take some time to do some, as I'm calling it, preventative maintenance. But we'll be back soon. I hope you enjoy some of these shows where, as I was saying earlier, I can kind of go off on a tangent a little bit about a plant instead, or, something instead of just touch base a little bit. So, I do miss being able to answer the calls on shows like this, but it is a fun too because I can just go off on different things about it. And we are touching base a little bit about, a Christmas cactus, right? Give it as a gift. You have it. It's not something that you just toss. Now, a Christmas cactus is, it's not a cactus that you would have in, the desert, right? There's a little bit more to it. We want to make sure that it gets about 4 to 6 hours of, filtered light daily. We want to make sure that the temperatures are warmer. This isn't one that likes any cold, right? Not that any cactus does, but this here doesn't like to get below 70 degrees during the growing season. So when it's flowering, it does not like it, right? You can actually, you fertilize this. Really, the only times you're doing it is in spring and early summer. You're not pushing fertilizer the rest of the season. September, October, we're making sure if you had brought it out on a patio, we make sure it's in an area where it gets that diffused light. It's not as hot, right? You slow the watering, you slow the fertilizing on it for a few times because we're trying to push that growth, encourage the new growth, right? It does like warm temperatures during the season, but later on, right, once the buds have been set during that month, those months of April to September, at the end of the season, the buds are set. They actually want some cooler temperatures at night. They actually want between 55 and 65. And they want at least 13 hours of darkness to flower. They're kind of like that poinsettia. They need that dark period. So that same type of thing, we want to keep them dark. Maybe it's putting a blanket over them. Maybe it's putting them in a closet for a couple months. But we need to force it into growing, or into blooming. A lot of people, when they think of forcing a flower to bloom, they think of, you know, more sun. Not the case on this one. We want to keep it away from drafty windows, heating vents, doors that are completely, you know, frequently opened. We want to keep it at that 55 to 65 degree temperature, you know, in the months of, you know, end of September, October, November. Now, I say put it in like a closet or a box over it because we don't want it to have any type of light overnight. Now, I've had people before call and say, I can't get this cactus to, or this Christmas cactus to bloom, or I can't get this poinsettia to bloom. I'm doing everything I can. I've got the 8 weeks span where it's dark. And I'll say, and then, you know, we'll have a conversation. They'll say, well, you know, I live, there's street lights outside in the area. And I'll say, well, how close are the street lights? Does it kind of get into the windows? Oh, yeah, it kind of lights up the room. Yep. And that's what can happen, is we're not thinking of those other things. We're not thinking of the lamppost that's outside. We're not thinking about, you know, the lamp that you put out versus the street light. We're not thinking about, you know, a reading light that's right near it. So a Christmas cactus and a poinsettia need that darkness period, right, to force it into blooming. Both these guys want humidity, right? Make sure you're giving them humidity to keep going. There's a little bit to it, but they can be great throughout the season. Over the years of me doing the show, I've had a number of people send me pictures of their Christmas cactus. I think one said it was over 50 years old. Just incredible. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, continue to hit terrorist targets in Gaza for a third day. The Israelis taking out Hamas tunnels, command centers, and weapons storage facilities in the region. Residents in the southern Philippines recovering from a powerful 7.6 magnitude earthquake. Multiple aftershocks reported. Security video at a grocery store showing everything on the shelves shaking and falling and people running for their lives. To Iowa now, where former President Trump holding two campaign events, bashing Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis.
I said, Ron, you're dead. You don't have a chance. You're a dead man. If Abraham Lincoln came back from the dead, if George Washington and Lincoln teamed up together and endorsed you, they couldn't do it. He said, sir, the people of Florida love you. They love you. I believe that if you'd endorse me, I could win.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Today, we're just giving live content as I am out for a bit. I'll be back soon. But until then, you'll have live content to keep you going, all recorded live prior, so that you can have something to listen to. It's not just, you know, reruns. We're trying to keep you guys going. Now, we're not far from Christmas. We're looking at different things to, you know, get our loved ones and our, you know, the gardener in your life. You know, I would definitely, any gardening book to me is beneficial. I was saying earlier in the show, you know, a few years ago, when my mom was moving, we were taking all the books off the shelf that my dad had gotten for years. And, you know, I got first choice to take them, which was awesome. I mean, obviously, you know, the reason I'm getting them is not awesome, but the idea here is the books themselves. And I got so many different books. The books that I got, some of them are from the 60s, 70s, 80s. I mean, and then there's some that are new that weren't even opened, but, or, you know, barely had creases in the pages. But there were so many. I mean, there were hundreds of books. I didn't take all of them. We actually donated some to some different areas. But I'd recommend getting a gardening book for any of your gardeners, right? And it could be as simple as, you know, an organic gardening book. There's, you know, you could go on Amazon and find them, but I'd say just really, you know, Google some of these. But, you know, take a look at organic gardening. There's an organic gardener's handbook of natural pests and disease control. It's a complete guide to maintaining a healthy garden and yard in an earth-friendly way. Right? So it's natural pest and disease control. This is a good option. You can get it in multiple different ways, right? But I think it is something that a gardener enjoys because we learn from everything we do outside, but learning from somebody else is a good thing. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a great brand new book. You know, take a look at getting, you know, the grandkids, the kids involved. You know, there's some good books out there for kids. You know, there's one called Let's Get Gardening, right? Just got different pictures in it, different plants and how you do certain things. But, you know, it teaches them how to grow things like tomatoes, pumpkins, that type of thing. Get the kids involved. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know, I talk about gardening all the time with my kids as we walk around and see things. And I used to be shocked when my oldest, Katie, would name a plant that she saw. Now it's kind of like, all right, Katie, what's that one? Right? My other daughter, Ella, is getting into it and being like, oh, that's a hydrangea. I mean, the other day, I was asked, you know, what, you know, it was a while ago, actually. It was one of the things was, you know, why are you cutting the hosta, Dad? I was like, excuse me? Right? Just like, it was so, it's just getting everybody involved is awesome. But books are great for the gardeners. We talked about a couple of weeks, different pruners. Felco's one of my favorite pruners out there. Felco number 2 was by far my best pruner that I ever had. I said it maybe 2-3 weeks ago. I remember the first set of pruners that I got that was a Felco 2. It was from Ken Nettleship. He worked with the family at the family patch when we had the family patch. And I always was like, hey, Ken, can I use your pruners? Can I use your pruners? Can I use your pruners? And then one Christmas, he's like, I got a present for you. I got a present for you. I'm like, oh, you didn't have to do that. That's great. But, you know, he's a kid. I'll take a present. I'll take a present today. But you get it. And they were these Felco 2s. A lot less expensive at that time. But they lasted me for years upon years. I'm sure they're actually probably still in the mix of hand tools that my mom has in her shed because they last that long. So a good set of pruners is definitely a good thing. New tools. We also get a gift certificate to one of the, you know, garden centers. I talked about it again a couple weeks ago. Maybe buy, you know, somebody who's really into their lawn and looking for different alternatives. Maybe they've already purchased in the past from Natural Alternative. Buy a program for them. Have it shipped to them as a Christmas gift. Maybe get all the stuff for a soil test from them. Right? Get all those things. Put that under the tree. Now, I wouldn't recommend getting the 40-pound bags of fertilizer and throwing them all under the tree. Maybe take a picture, leave them somewhere else. But gardeners like this stuff. They want to have these things. They want to be ready. Now, I like the feeling of going into the garden and working throughout the season or doing a project that has the garden, you know, it has to do with the garden. Like, I even love mowing the lawn because it feels like I'm doing something, right? So, I talk about trying to get things done ahead of time so you can just enjoy the yard. But maybe, they're enjoying the time doing these projects. But it does help to have some of this stuff at home already. And so that's why I say, hey, get the programs. You know, Natural Alternative will send reminders of when to put the product down, right? You know, you could even look at, you know, I'm not saying buy a 40-pound bag of Holytone, but hey, if you can get it right now and store it. Some of these places are going to have things on sale, different fertilizers for next year. As long as you store them in a cool, dry place, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine for the next season. So these are all things that you could be thinking about this time of year for Christmas gifts for that hard to think of gardener, right? So just keep it in mind. It's not just about the plants. You can get some other things. Now we are live, but we're not taking phone calls. I do apologize. We've done some recordings here for you as I'm out for a bit. But we're talking timely information. You know, I talked earlier a lot about poinsettias. You know, I want to repeat one of the stories that I think was pretty cool about the poinsettia itself. It is just like the, you know, the story of the poinsettia with the legend of the poinsettia is just a cool little story. I know I said it in the 7 o'clock hour, but for those of you just kind of listening, I want to say this again because I think it's such a cool story, and I have a few minutes to tell it. Now, the legend of the poinsettia, right, goes back several centuries to Christmas Eve in Mexico, when a little girl named Pepita had no gift to present to the Christ child at Christmas Eve service. Now, as Pepita walked slowly to the chapel with her cousin Pedro, her heart was filled with sadness rather than joy. I'm sure, Pepita, that even the most humble gift, if given in love, will be accepted in his eyes, said Pedro consolingly. So not knowing what else to do, Pepita knelt by the roadside and gathered a handful of common weeds. Fashioning them into a small bouquet, looking at the scraggly bunch of weeds, she felt more saddened and embarrassed than ever by the humbleness of her offering. She fought back a tear as she entered the small village chapel. As she approached the altar, she remembered Pedro's kind words. Even the most humble gift, if given in love, will be accepted in his eyes. Now she felt her spirit lift as she knelt to lay the bouquet at the foot of the nativity scene. Suddenly, the bouquet of weeds burst into blooms of brilliant red, and all who saw them were certain that they had witnessed a Christmas miracle right before their eyes. Now, from that day on, the bright red flowers were known as Flores de Noche Buena, flowers of the Holy Night, for they bloomed each year during the Christmas season. We now refer to this plant as the poinsettia. I know I said it, and I said it again, but it's still such a cool little legend, right? If you got to have a legend about a plant like the poinsettia, this is the one. I like it, right? You know, not going religious on you, but, you know, Christmas is a religious holiday, so you kind of have to with this. But it's just so cool to see things like that, and then to learn how it was brought to the U.S. and how it was brought, you know, globally. Just so cool. And as I said earlier, it was a weed. A weed. We talked about the discussion, the definition of a weed earlier, and it's a unwanted by the human aspect. I mean, come on. It just goes to show that all weeds are not actually weeds. They can be flowers too. You know, put that into different connotations in your life and just think about it. Anyways. That's my story for the poinsettias, and I'm sticking to it. Now, this time of year, you know, there's not as much sun. So we do, you know, this is one of the reasons why the flowering plants are so important. Since the sun is less, it gets darker earlier. You know, having these bright flowers in our home will warm us up. It'll make us happy, like plants all do. So that's why we talk so much about flowering plants. But don't forget those the foliage plants, right? Foliage plants like a fiddly fig, a rubber plant, palm trees, all types of palms. We're not just talking about a palm tree. We're talking about the areca palm. We're talking the king sago palm, right? We can look at we can look at croton, we can look at the philodendrons, we can talk of the ZZ plants, all these different options are great plants to have and will still bring some of that happiness to you. They won't be flowering and beautiful, but the foliage sometimes is so cool. Like some of the rubber plants with the dark foliage and then the shine that comes onto them, that's so cool. You know, I have a couple fiddle leaf figs in my house that, you know, I got last year. They put them outside during the summer and brought them back in, and we're going into our second full season with them. These houseplants, you know, add a lot to the house, but make you happy too. And I look forward to looking at these every day, just see what's happened. What's going on? Did something else happen? Did it grow a new leaf? I mean, the leaves are growing. Like, we had some new leaves grow recently. Anyways, gonna take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. This isn't a best of. This is a show where I have been talking at you for 4 hours to give you some great information. And we talked a lot about poinsettias today. I do apologize. I read the story twice about Pepita and the poinsettia. I just think it's such a cool little story. Just something that you just don't always think about. I love it. I shouldn't apologize. I just want you guys to hear the story. Anyways, I'm out for a few weeks. I'll be back soon. Just need to get some, as I'm calling it, preventative maintenance done. We do it to our vehicles. We do it to our machinery. We clean up everything. Might as well do it for me, and this is the best time for me to do it. So I'll be out for a bit, but live content has gone on for the past few hours, the past few weeks, and it will go for a few more weeks. So just keep that in mind. We won't be taking calls, obviously. Great show, though. You know, talked a little bit about what we can be doing in New England right now. I'll mention the name of the book again. That I talked about a few times. It's the Month by Month Gardening in New England. It's by Charlie Nardozzi. Every month it has different things you can be doing. And the cool thing is it stays the same way throughout. So it starts off with, talking about planning for each month. Then it moves into care. Then it moves into watering. Then it moves into fertilizer, and then it moves into problem solving, right? That's in most of them. Then in each one of those, it actually breaks it down a little more. Like in care, sometimes you'll talk about annuals and bulbs. It also can talk about edibles. It can talk about lawns and perennials. But it doesn't always have, everything in there, but it does have those steps. And I think it's just, it's a cool little guide of things to do that you might not be thinking about doing. Or maybe you did because you've gone through it, but, you know, it's a good reminder. It's a good way to, you know, have some answers on solving some problems in the garden or some different ideas. I mean, you know, one of us in October talks all about composting, how to build the compost pile. And did you know that October is actually the best month to start your compost pile versus, you know, early in the season? Now, obviously, starting a compost pile, I recommend at any time. But the best time, because the most material you're going to have, is in that month. It's all free material, right? Just the leaves are falling. You might as well use them for something if you're not going to leave the leaves, right? So just, it's some cool little information, tidbits that you might not have thought of. And it's like, oh yeah, I should be doing that. Or, yeah, I knew that. I'm already doing it. So, good book to look at. Take a look at, you know, a number of things throughout the, you know, the season. I want you guys to subscribe to newsletters. Not just the newsletter that we put out. You know, we have it out at paulparent.com. You can scroll to the bottom of the screen there and get your email added to the newsletter. But look at Burpee. Look at botanical interest seeds. Look at the spruce. Just look at all these different ones because they have such cool information that maybe you're just thinking about and saying, I don't know. There have been so many times where I'm like, oh, this is the time of year I need to do this. I haven't said it out loud. I haven't searched for anything online, so I know my phone's not listening. But it pops up in one of these articles. It's timely. So I recommend for you guys this winter to do that. I want you guys to get newsletters. I want you to go on websites and look at some different things. And then I want you to bring them back to me. And I want you to call in and talk about them with me. And when I get back, you know, I want you guys to call in during the winter and say, hey, I was reading this and I want to talk about this now. Just something to think about. I want to say thank you for listening to me for the past 4 hours. I know it was hard not giving calls in, but you know, got to do what you got to do. Anyways, we'll be back soon. But next week, another tape show. Until then, maybe get out there and plant something. But be good to each other. We're all we got. We'll talk soon.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.